John, you expect some players to wait around, to be around during the bye, not that it's mandated or anything, but to get some extra work in, like Tim and some of the receivers?
Well, we're not officially allowed to meet with players, so we will not do that. We do have some injured guys that will be in the training room, and they are permitted to do that. And we have a list of guys that will, you know, be in there all 4 days.
No, we haven't been around you during other bye weeks, but does this change your schedule at all, the new rules, or how did you used to do it, or how have you done it?
In the past, I'd always give them Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. We typically would have come in Monday. We would have had Tuesday off like a regular week, practice Wednesday, Thursday, and I think all but 1 year I gave them Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. The 1 year I gave them Thursday off, it was a little bit of a bone, you know, in the game before. You know, and it was a pretty extended time. I thought it would affect our offense a little bit more than our defense, but we didn't practice on that Monday. We will practice this coming Monday. To compensate.
Do you have the same feeling that it could affect your offense more?
Well, we're going to practice on Monday to get our timing and rhythm back, you know, and particularly in the passing game. And that's, you know, that's the area that I think with an extended time off can suffer some sometimes.
How much were you able to get accomplished in these 2 days?
A lot. You know, I think it was a very good learning experience for everybody, all three phases. You know, they're able to go back and look at, you know, us on tape, you know, more extended than you would getting prepared for a game. And you know, I think there was a lot of lessons learned because a lot of our issues have been, you know, more self-inflicted than the other team just beating us. I mean, some of it, you know, is they practice and get paid too. But at the end of the day, we gave them some help along the way.
You mentioned rhythm in the passing game. How different are things with Tim Tebow, quarterback, and what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I've said this many times is, you know, Tim's been here. He's been in the huddle. He's got reps in our offense. You know, he knows the offense, and it's not going to deviate a whole lot.
What have you seen out of Robert Ayers and his switch from outside linebacker to D-end in the 3-4-4-3?
Well, I think much like a lot of our defensive players, it's all new. You know, outside linebacker in the 3-4 is considerably different than, you know, a 4-3 defensive end. The good news for Robert is he played that in college more like what he's playing now. It's different terminology. He's had to learn a new language defensively. But, you know, he made a big sack / fumble last week, and he's improving every week. Just like a lot of our guys.
Do you see him as a guy who can play inside? It seems like sometimes he'll be inside too.
Well, I think
sliding him kind of versatile.
In our NASCAR package, he's played inside some. You know, I think you know, how much more of that he'll do, I can't really answer. We just we got Marcus Thomas back, so you know, again, we're going to try to put the best 11 on the field for the situation we're in.
Speaking of Marcus Thomas, he leads your defense. He's tied for the lead in tackles. He's played one game. Has he been perhaps a underrated? Everyone talked about losing Elvis.
Well, I think, you know, he, you know, was in our starting group before he got hurt. And, you know, so, you know, again, he's got some catching up to do, both what to do and how to do it, because with the D-line, you know, your fight is so close to you that you have to do well early in the down, otherwise it can be over. So, you know, there's some what to do's and, you know, obviously how to do's that he needs to practice, and this has been a good couple days for him too.
Coach, do you have to say anything to the guys as far as to, you know, be careful with 4 days off?
No, they're angels. No, I mean, you know, again, we're a microcosm of society. You know, I always tell them, you know, I don't want to read about you unless you win the lottery. You know, but, you know, you hope and pray and wish them the best and hope they make good decisions.
If you win the lottery, you're coming back Monday?
I'll have to look at it.
Speaking of catching to do, how's Eddie Royal looking in practice?
You know, he practiced today, first time in a while. You know, he was officially going to be back Monday, but he went out and did, you know, limited practice today. But, you know, getting all our guys back will definitely be a help.
Coach, when you saw and thought about the bye before you started the season, where do you think you are compared to where you thought you'd be?
You know, again, we expect to win every game. You know, 5-0 sounds a lot better than 1-4. Anything in the middle does too. You know, but we're not 0-5, and you know, we are what we are, and that's our record. We can't change it, but what we can adjust and change is moving forward.
What's been the biggest surprise?
I think without giving up too much information, you know, I think we've made improvement in areas, and you know, I think for different reasons we're a little bit behind in some of the improvements. So this week was good to try to play catch up in some areas. you know, I think getting to know the team, kind of know how they react, and, you know, for four quarters in a game, you know, I already knew that was going to be more of an issue than the X's and O's as far as being new to the team.
You can give us that. We won't tell anybody.
No. There's no information out there.
John, what do you see the biggest problem on defense? Have they reacted slowly to the new scheme? Or what do you see as being the major problem there as far as what's happening on that side of the ball?
Well, I think, you know, we're a lot further ahead than we were a year ago, you know, by as many as 15 spots in most areas. So we're not a finished product. We're just getting out of the blocks. And, you know, it's hard for me to say without a full body of work yet. And we'll see where it goes.